Welcome back. What's good, Mo? Welcome back to Disrupted, the number one sports show where we talk sports, hip-hop culture, and anything hot in the streets. Guess who I got back this week?
Yo.
The man is back. Larry Gates, my co-host, he is back, you guys. We're going to go ahead and just jump right into it, man. We got a lot of different stuff to talk about this week, man. We're going to talk a bit about some John Collins, the hot start for some of the teams in the NBA, the bad start for some of the teams. We're going to talk about MVP picks and stuff for the NFL so far. We're going to talk about some injuries and stuff. We're just going to go ahead and jump right into it, man. you know, I like to start off with my fun fact of the week. In the win over the Grizzlies yesterday, James Harden, he recorded his 80th 40-point game. He had 44, by the way. He's passed Allen Iverson on the all-time list for that range of points. And like I said, he has 80 career 40-point games. This is a feat that's very hard to reach, and it's a bit astounding if you ask me. I mean, James Harden, don't get me wrong, he's been in the NBA quite a while now. But 80 40-point games?
That's wild. That don't sound realistic.
That's insane. Like, 80 40-point games, that's unheard of, you know? And to be honest, you know, I think it has a lot to do with how inflated his numbers are. Don't get me wrong, the free throws, the, you know, the back and forth with the fouling and the three-point shooting that he has. So, you know, it is a bit of, you could say, skewed in a way. But I think it's art, you know? The way he gets to the line, the way he shoots and stuff, it's art. And I think that's a reflection of how the game has gone today and the way that basketball and you know, and all has gone. You know, and he's not the only person that is capable of that, putting up those kind of crazy numbers. I think we've seen it from Dame and Curry as well, you know. Other guys who don't shoot as many threes have been able to score 40 points, a lot of bigs and stuff. But it's something worth mentioning that he's at 80 40-point games. Probably a lot more, if you think about it. So, shout out to James Harden, and I hope he can, you know, continue to break records. But congratulations to James Harden on his accomplishment and his feat in his career. First thing we're going to jump into this week is John Collins, the forward for the Atlanta Hawks. he suspended 25 games this season. We're using the growth hormone. We already seen for the center for the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton, he was also suspended for 25 games for using a supplement that was illegal by the NBA. And now we have John Collins, who will appeal. How you feel about this? Is this something that, you know, are you disappointed, or are you a little bit alarmed that so many people are getting these big suspensions?
I'm disappointed, honestly. I just think, you know what drugs you can and cannot take. Like, they give you a list of what you can and cannot take.
Absolutely.
So, at this point, you just are just being dumb. It's just like you smoking weed when you know you're not supposed to be smoking weed.
Right.
You know? But, hey, they got the little pat on the butt. And hopefully they come back. He comes back after 25 games, drug free and ready to play basketball.
I agree. I don't think his appeal is gonna really mean anything. You know, they caught it in your blood. It's there. Whether you took it on accident or not, it's there. I think that's just something you must know as a player, what and what not to take and what you must avoid.
Yeah, you know what you put in your body.
Of course. So, I mean, I do feel bad for him because, you know, Atlanta is one of the teams I chose to be very promising. I was actually excited to see them play this season. And the worst part of all is that they got Trae Young back tonight.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get Trae Young back, but now you lose your second best player to not only an injury or anything that's going to keep him out for a week. 25 games is a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. That's a lot of games, man. That's
that can change the season.
That's enough for a team to create their identity. You know, to establish yourself within the ranks of whatever conference they, you know, reside in. So, I am a bit disappointed. He's, one of my favorite young forwards. I do enjoy watching him play. I do hope maybe his appeal goes in his favor and we could possibly see him back on the court soon in 25 games.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. But let's jump into, you know, some more NBA. The Suns. They're 5-2.
My boy Devin Booker went off last night.
Did he? Oh, man, Devin Booker. Devin Booker.
Devin Booker was going off. What do you have, like 15 for like 19? Something crazy.
15 for 19, 3 for 4 from long range, three-point range. They're 5-2. They just beat the Sixers, who were the last unbeaten team in the NBA. Don't forget they beat Golden State. They also beat the Clippers. This team is winning now, and I think it's coming down to player personnel. They did go get Ricky Rubio, somebody that knows how to win. He's been on plenty of winning teams. I think it also comes down to a fact of Devin Booker being a playmaker. You know, we know the man can score 40 and 50. We know the man can drop 60. He dropped a 70-point game on the Celtics. But all those were losses.
Yeah.
You know, I think you must realize he cannot be a shooter and just score. You got to play make.
Yeah, he can't be out there like Carmelo. Like, he can't just be out there trying to get 30-point, 40-point night every night to win the basketball game, because they're not going to win like that.
At all.
He has to get everybody involved or at least get his shot up fast, and like, he doesn't need to run the offense the whole time. You know what I'm saying? He needs to move without the basketball and stuff like that. Because the Carmelo problem was, and players such as like him, they catch the ball, they dribble the ball for about 25, 15 seconds, and then they put up a shot that's probably not that good. So he just needs to find a way to make sure everybody gets involved, and they'll keep winning.
I think they will. If you do watch them play, they do look a little more smoother.
Yeah.
Last year they were like stalled in the way they move. Defensive rotation wasn't as great. Like I said, playmaking. They wasn't a team with a lot of like high assists. Only stat I think they were like really great in were fast break points. And I think that comes at the will of Devin Booker being such a great downhill runner and scorer at the rim. So I'm not going to lie, I'm excited to see them winning. They haven't won that many more games since Steve Nash was there. They did have that one year with Gerald Green and Eric Bledsoe and Dragic when they did win like 49 games or 48. They missed the playoffs by like one game.
So what they going this year?
If you ask me?
Yeah.
I think the Suns can win.
They can win 50?
50 might be a stretch.
That's a stretch.
Let's say 49. I think they get in the playoffs.
49, right? Okay, I got you.
50,
stretch.
Don't get me wrong. They have started off,
Strong,
but a lot of teams have started off weak, and I think that's something that's, bound to change. But definitely 40 games. I'm tired of seeing them win 20. I think they get 40, and they prove that, okay, we have improved, and we're here for the long run. So, and the Lakers and the Celtics. Two teams that did lose the first game of the season, and they didn't look good. People were saying LeBron got shut down by Kawhi. Kemba didn't shoot well. But these two teams have turned it around. And the Lakers are respectively number one in the Western Conference with 5 straight wins. And the Celtics are right there in the mix at the top with a couple, great performances. They beat Giannis, the game winner against the Knicks. How you feeling about these two teams, man?
The Lakers, they are who we thought they were. So, I'm not really too shocked by that. I mean, LeBron's going to get it done. They're going to go to the playoffs and have a good season. Successful season as winning the finals, I don't know. But they're going to have a successful season.
I
as
agree.
Get around Western Conference Finals. The Celtics, just good basketball, honestly. But we also play the Knicks twice. So we got to think about that. We beat them twice. But honestly, Jason Tatum's playing how he's supposed to be playing.
Yeah.
He has the mama mentality right now. He went for the last shot of the game. That was big for me just to see that he has the confidence to shoot shots like that. But there's plenty more basketball to come. The Lakers, they're definitely going to do what we thought they were going to do. But the Celtics are going to be a team we watch all year, just guessing and seeing what's going to happen.
I agree with you on everything you said. I do think we all know the Lakers are obviously going to be one of the best teams in the West. But the Celtics, you know, a whole new point guard. It's going to take some time to really see where their identity lays. But their strongest game this year against the Bucks, it was a very strong game. Yeah. I mean, Tatum had 20-something points. Kemba did as well. Gordon Hayward had 20-something points. Like, yeah. If that's...
And he rebounded the basketball pretty good, too. I think he had a double-double.
Oh, yeah. So that's... Yeah, it's
good team win, man.
Something that I've noticed about the Boston Celtics, and they're not going anywhere. No. But you have to be excited to see this team still performing at a high level, even though they lost their starting point guard from last year. And this is a team that... I've seen something. What I've noticed about them is they can switch point guards and still be quite successful.
Right. Marcus Smart had a good game, too. Marcus Smart had a great game. He almost had 20-piece. So
see, that's something that I've noticed, the constant play of other players getting better. Marcus Smart is one of those guys. He don't even have to score to be quite effective.
Right.
We know it could be on the defensive end just as well as the offensive end. So – shout out to those teams for getting off to a quick start, you know.
Right.
Now we're going to talk about the bad teams a little bit, you know, the Knicks and the Pelicans. I did look at the standings, and those are indeed the two worst teams in the NBA as far as record. You think they can turn it around, both teams?
The Knicks?
And the Pelicans, yes.
The Pelicans, they're going to turn around. Zion's going to get healthier. they're gonna mesh as a young team. I think Ingram's been shooting a lot of bad shots. He did have a high the other night, but, yeah, he's been shooting a lot of bad shots, I think. That's me personally, what I think.
Okay.
And then the Knicks, no. Like, I think the Knicks are going to be horrible this year. I think R.J. Barrett's a bust, and I just think that the Knicks are just not going to have a great season, honestly, all together as a team, honestly.
See the thing with me with the New York Knicks is the fact that they flunk free agency.
Yeah.
They had a chance to get so many players. And I'm talking about big-name guys, and they flunked. You know, the best guy they got was Julius Randle. Don't get me wrong, he's a dog. But, you know, I wouldn't have got some of those other guys at that price, and that's not going to pan out well. I mean, RJ, yeah, he is a rookie, but Tatum did him dirty against, when they played the Celtics that night. He did him crud.
Yeah. RJ is not the answer. Like, I think they think RJ is the answer. Like, oh, RJ Barrett's the answer. He's going to do this. I don't think no Knicks fans believe that. They say it, but I don't think they believe it because they had so many chances to get – they could have got so many different players in the draft. But they thought RJ Barrett is the answer. And if you honestly look at, like, the Duke – back in the Duke games and stuff like that, he didn't really do what they think he's going to do for them, if it makes sense. Like, he had big plays and scored a lot, but – this NBA basketball comes to the last couple minutes, and I haven't seen R.J. Barrett really go off in the last couple minutes in any college game. Maybe a couple of them, but not really in the big games.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might take time. Maybe he might not be the answer, but he should be one of the answers.
Yeah, I don't think he's a star. I don't think R.J. Barrett's going to be a star. I think he can be a good role player. Like, maybe get a couple good minutes in and score a couple baskets, but I don't think R.J. Barrett is the guy.
He may not be. Time will tell, but he's not been the most exciting rookie in the NBA. If you ask me, it's John Morant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, yeah. John Morant had a great night.
John Morant is the guy. Like, John Morant is the guy, obviously. The way he just plays and know they're not winning, but – you know, that is a star in the making.
Right.
As far as the Pelicans, I think it's a matter of getting certain people back.
Mm.
Maybe having Zion in the game can open up a lot of things. Zoe and them guys, they do their thing. They score points, but it just seems like it's a talent thing.
I think they're just missing. I just think they're just missing Zion, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's not even just specifically Zion. It's like a piece. They're missing a rebounder. They're missing a little post score. Like, that's what they're missing.
They're missing
somebody to run the floor with them.
I think he's a spark, too.
Yeah, he's exactly. Some
of those dunks, you never know. Yeah. Certain players can get teams going.
He's a rim protector. He's going to run the floor. He's going to play good defense. Like, that's exactly what they need right now. He just hurt. So, when that comes back, it'll be good. Because the team on paper makes sense.
Team on paper.
When everybody's healthy.
Definitely looks good. And you, if you ask me, the way that Zion plays is something that they do need. Now, don't get me wrong, he's not like going to run the floor and shoot threes or any of those other things. But I do agree with you. Having him on the court and his play and his spark is something that they're missing. That's why they're 1-6.
Right.
They just haven't looked that strong. They're not the only team that's, you know, doing bad, but I've paid attention to quite a lot of teams in the NBA so far, like the Wizards. We're 2-4, but we're doing okay. But I just do feel bad for the Pelicans. They're missing the one guy that they, you know, betted on.
Yeah.
You know, went and said, okay, we're gonna do this thing.
He's not the glue. There. I think he's just the glue to the piece, honestly.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
Once he gets there, they'll figure something out.
I think they will. Let's hop into the NFL a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the Dolphins did get their first win.
Yeah.
Against the New York Jets. Adam Gase got outcoached by Brian Flores. And the Dolphins did look good on Sunday. A lot of great plays. Very stout on defense. They caused a safety.
Big plays, yeah.
Yeah. But that leaves one team without a win. And that's Cincinnati. You think they'll go on 16? I think they'll do it.
They can do it.
I think they'll do it.
I don't think it's a game they can beat anybody. Like, you know, it's those games like, they might beat.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not one of those games on their schedule.
I don't think so either. Now, the coach, Zach Taylor, it's a hard situation to be in. It's a hard situation to be in. I mean, y'all haven't won a game. People are hurt. Yeah. Nobody wants Andy Dalton. Like, things just haven't went well, and I think that's something that's worth mentioning.
You think Andy Dalton will lose his job?
Yes.
After the season?
Yes.
Ooh. That's a big statement.
You ask me. It's so many quarterbacks coming in the draft. This thing hasn't worked out. A.J. Green got to go, too.
That's true.
It hasn't worked out.
Hey, they play the Jets, though.
The
Bengals play the Jets. So, they could sneak in one. The 12th of the 1st of December?
They play the New York Jets?
Yeah. So, I could see them beating the Jets, but other than that, they're not winning no other games.
They have a lot of losses right now.
Yeah, they're not winning no other games.
Looking so, 1-15?
1-15. They play the Dolphins again, too. No, they don't. They play the Dolphins, yeah, so.
Might win.
They might win. Maybe.
Hopefully. If they don't win, then 0-16. I mean, the only reason why this 0-16 looks really bad is because they've gotten beat down in a lot of games. The last team that went 0-16 was the 2008 Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm not too mad about that team going 0-16, a lot of those games, they should have won or could have won. Like, maybe so many games came down to, like, 3 points, you know, less than 10. They could have won.
It's only one game. It was, like, two games they could have won the season. The Bengals could have won the season. They lost by one to the Seahawks.
And week one.
And then they lost to the Cards by three, by field goal.
Kyler Murray first win.
Other than that, they got killed for
every other game.
In every other game, yeah.
I hope they can get a win. I hate seeing teams go on 16. Because they do have, I think they can win, but they just haven't shown it.
Nah, they ain't going to win no more. They ain't going to win no game.
If they go on 16, man, I think that's worse than the Lions, if you ask me.
Yeah, it'll definitely be worse. Because some of those games, Lions lost.
2008.
They weren't supposed to lose.
They should have won them games.
They had talent to win.
Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford, you telling me that team went on 16?
I wouldn't believe it.
Couldn't be fair. Who had a bigger win over the weekend, the Baltimore Ravens or the Oakland Raiders?
Baltimore got the biggest win of the week. Honestly, it just showed that they can beat anybody in the league.
I think so.
It showed how good their defense was. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, it showed how important Lamar Jackson, how good that man really is.
Yeah, Lamar. He showed off.
He showed off.
On a grandest stage, Sunday Night Football.
Against the best defense in the league.
That's a
statement.
A record-breaking defense.
Right.
You go into that game, you obviously think they're going to get shut down. Nah.
And they hang up 30.
It was by far the opposite of what we all thought. 37 points on that defense is insane. That's easily the most all year. Easily the most.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Raiders win. They beat the Lions. You know, the Lions are a team that's – the Lions aren't the best team, but the Lions can score some points. And they easily can win so many games that they score more than some of those other teams. I still think the Packers' loss was BS. But I don't think people realize Oakland is 4-4. And Kansas City, they only have one more loss than Kansas City. They're right behind KC. If KC messes up against New England, there's a chance that the Raiders could be in the play for this thing. And, you know, beating the Lions, that I think that was big.
The spark to the season?
Turnover. I think it was a spark. Gruden, you know, that first year was pretty bad, but Gruden got what he wanted. He put a little team together, and they can win.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, the running back, the rookie running back from Alabama, he's legit.
Oh, yeah.
He's legit.
He's like that.
He's legit. It's only one last unbeaten in the NFL. It's the Niners. They play the Seahawks. Do you think they can go 16-0?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. They'll definitely lose it. I think they'll lose to the Seahawks.
Okay.
Just because of how way Russell been playing. Like, he has the MVP season.
Russell been playing out his mind.
I don't think they'll lose to them. No offense to Jimmy G, because he's been playing good too. But I think that Russ don't get it done. And I think their defense can spark up a win. They'll find one. Their defense is not crazy or nothing like that. But I think they can make a couple plays, make some stuff happen.
I have to agree with you on that. I think there's a game to lose for them. We just don't know what team it is. We think we know, because we done seen the craziest stuff. I did not think the Dolphins were going to lose to beat the Jets.
Yeah,
I'm a Redskins fan. I thought they were going to beat us. I didn't think they were going to beat the Jets. And what's another team? The Chargers. Chargers beat the crap out of Green Bay.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't see that coming. Melvin Gordon had obviously his best game, period. So
anybody can win any Sunday, though. So
I think that's what we all need to go on. Stop thinking that teams is all, you know, good and gravy and stuff. Because I know some Patriot fans that thought it was going to be a walk in the park. Okay, we shut Lamar down, we win.
It was a big. It was harder than what it sounded like. But hey,
a whole different plethora of problems during that game.
I say if the Niners beat the Ravens, honestly, their schedule is so crazy.
They still play Baltimore?
They play Baltimore. They play Green Bay. They play the Saints and the Falcons and the Rams. And then they play the Seahawks again. So.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't see them beating the Seahawks. I can't see them being. They could beat the Rams, I guess. They're not going to beat the Saints. And they're not going to beat the Ravens. And they play the Seahawks twice, so I think they'll split.
I think that's a split. The Rams, that's a win. I don't think they beat Baltimore.
They got to beat Green Bay. I don't think they beat Green Bay.
Green, that's an up in the air. I can't really give you.
The Saints, though, that's going to be a tough game, man.
The Saints, too. They've had very great battles in the past. So I think that's going to be one of them, you know, great games.
They're going to miss one. The front of their schedule, the first eight, easy games besides the Chiefs. Yeah. All the rest of them games were easy games besides the Chiefs. So, you know, they ain't really play nobody.
I think they easily get into the playoffs. But this second part, if they win a lot of games in this second run, I think this team is legit. Beating the Saints and then the Ravens, and then if they beat Seattle twice, that's saying a lot. So we'll see. But they are unbeaten, just as long as everybody knows. New England finally lost. they finally took one. But nonetheless, they're still going to run away with their division.
Yeah.
But that's something to notice. All eyes are on the 49ers now. Everybody's going to be watching them. If they lose or something goes wrong, people are going to be on their head about everything. So, let's see. MVP. It's only four people in the race,
if
you ask me. And it's crazy because I was thinking about this on Sunday. And it's ironic because SportsCenter reported who they think the MVP should be. And three of the guys on this list was three of the guys that I chose. One person wasn't on the list. and that's Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
But the four people that I chose were Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, and Christian McCaffrey. Who is your choice?
I don't want to pick one. I'm going to pick two.
Okay, that's cool.
I got Lamar, and then I got McCaffrey.
Christian?
Yeah, because I've seen his numbers compared to LT's MVP season.
Insane.
And I just had to, like, say, you know what? Let me stop being like that, and let me say he's the man. Because he has the same amount of game. Actually, LT has one more game. He has more numbers, like, what? LT had, like, 823 rushing yards, and he had, like, 881. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So that alone shows that he's the best running back in the league, one. And two, that if it's LT's MVP season and he got that, there's no way he shouldn't get that. Yeah, there's no way he doesn't get it.
I think early in the, like, this year, I asked you who's the best running back.
Yeah, you did.
And we talked about him. I said it was McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and I
at
didn't
this
believe
point
it.
Of the season now, let's look at everything. Saquon was hurt.
Yep.
Ty hasn't done quite anything. Elliott is, he's Zeke. Zeke is just Zeke. He's going to get you 100 yards or something close to that, but it's nothing going to be crazy. McCaffrey is the only one putting up the video game numbers.
Right.
You know, if you have a running back putting up those type of numbers, it's like, whoa. Like, we're there. I haven't seen this in a long time. And I think it's worth noticing that they don't even have Cam Newton.
Yeah.
They're doing this with a rookie. Rookie quarterback at the helm. You know, and yeah, McCaffrey, his campaign is going to continue, but I think he needs the recognition more than anybody.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, those three quarterbacks are playing well, but come on, man. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he deserves it.
That LT year, we ain't never going to forget that year. And he's putting up numbers better than that. We need to be. I'm choosing Christian McCaffrey. I think we'll see a running back get MVP for the first time since Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
After the torn ACL campaign. A little bit of injury news. Mahomes is eligible to return this week from the dislocated knee, as we all know. Cam Newton just got put on IR with the foot. So that's something to keep your eye on. Deshaun Jackson had core muscle surgery, so he's likely done for the NFL year. And Trent Williams. We found out that he had skin cancer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He had skin cancer, and
that's the tackle.
Yeah.
I heard he was on a podcast, and he said he felt the lump for a very long time, and that brings, like, to me to think about is how do you go to a team doctor that many times and play for that many years and find out. But if you do also know that those team doctors aren't like real physicians and they work for the team. So like at the end of the day, it's the team over what you actually need.
Right.
So what is crazy is like he's really gone these years going to the doctor and he didn't go himself to go to check it out because they said it was minor and it wasn't that real.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, they just let him play through that. You know what I'm saying?
All those
I
years.
Just think that's kind of sick, you know?
I mean, when I first thought about it, he did comment on, I think it was SportsCenter or one of those pages, he commented underneath in the comment section, he put a cap.
Yeah.
Everybody knows when somebody say you're capping, that's lying. So I'm not sure what is the variation of the situation, but being a Redskins fan, I did feel bad knowing that, you know, damn, this man gave us his heart and soul for so long, and he was playing with a rare disease that can possibly harm him, you know?
Right.
In the long run, and he's had a great career. It's a situation that's, it's outwelcomed itself. At this point, if he were to retire, I wouldn't even be mad. If he were to leave, I wouldn't even be mad. But I think that's something that we need to notice in the NFL. Team doctors don't even take real injuries serious.
Mm-mm.
If somebody came to you and said, I have a tumor, why is he not getting proper medical attention?
Yeah.
He shouldn't even have been playing. I wouldn't even have been mad if he didn't play.
Yeah.
You know? But.
And the thing is, they get you with, like, I want to make my check on my game, check on my game, check on my game, check. You know, because at the end of the day, you got to feed your family, which I understand. Like, you're a grown man, you got to feed your family. But it's at the point sometimes where, as a team doctor and head coach, you should be like, hey, bro, like, I think you should check that out.
Check it out.
Because it wasn't that big, but, like, over years, it got bigger.
It grows.
You know, it grows. So, like, you let a grown man who got a family let cancer just go through your body rampant for several years. That's foul.
Just ramage.
Because you want to win a couple games. That's foul to me.
That's crazy. And you know, it's crazy. He actually failed his physical.
Yeah.
Trying to put the helmet on, it didn't fit.
Yeah, because the tumor. That's foul. That's disgusting.
So now the team is, you know, you know, everything is going wrong. And now at this point, you know, I don't necessarily know how they do it when you fail physicals. I thought you get released.
You do.
And I didn't understand why he didn't get released.
Exactly.
But he couldn't even put a helmet on because of a tumor. That says a lot about a team, like physicians and doctors on teams. That's bad. Everybody got to go.
Yeah, the whole medical staff, fired.
Redskins medical staff, y'all got to go, man.
The whole medical staff has to go.
Trent was my dog. I was riding with him. And now I know why he don't have no loyalty now. Yeah. I wouldn't have no loyalty either.
Yeah, that's foul.
That's wrong. You can't do that to people. But I'm done ranting about that one. In other news, Josh Gordon, he got claimed by Seattle and passed his physical, so he's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Josh Gordon.
Yeah, I'm glad he got a job.
Absolutely. Want to jump into our Week 10 predictions this week for the NFL season. It's almost at the end, but nonetheless a great season thus far. Now, last week, I told you I was going to start holding my records. I went 7-7 last week. I was pissed off about some of the games I lost because a lot of games were upsets. I picked teams that I knew were going to, I thought were going to win, and they didn't. Green Bay is one of them teams. I don't like Green Bay now. Anyway, Chargers and Raiders. I picked the Raiders.
I got the Raiders.
Giants and Jets. I did pick the Giants.
Yeah, I got the Giants. I'm with the Giants.
Okay. Chiefs and Titans. I know Tennessee, I think they had a big win last week, but I did go with KC on this one, on the road.
Mahomes playing?
We don't know yet. But he might play.
I got the Titans.
Titans, okay. Cardinals and Bucks. I did go with Kyler Murray and Arizona.
I got the Bucks.
Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is shown to be a very resilient football team. Yeah. They've been in a lot of close games this year. Fights.
They're curious one.
Think they get one. Okay. Bills and Browns. It's the one time I didn't go with the Browns.
I got the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills too. Yeah. Ravens and Bengals.
I got the Ravens. Yeah, babe.
Ravens. Falcons and Saints.
I got the Saints.
Saints. I went with the Saints too. Superdome. I think they get it.
Yeah.
Lions and Bears. I'm going with the Lions on the road. The Bears don't look strong at all.
They don't.
Trubisky, I'm honestly appalled by the way Trubisky is playing. I'm one of those guys that always stuck my neck out for Mitchell, and I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I got. That ain't no.
I'm appalled by the way he has been playing.
Disrespectful, almost,
yes,
honestly.
Don't get me wrong. I know the shoulder thing is, you know.
If your shoulder hurt, don't go out there.
But you trying to go out there and show everybody you know, you tough. Don't.
He not Jay Cutler.
Don't do that.
You not Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler was doing that because he could do it. But you trying to, you know.
The problem was Jay Cutler was used to getting hit.
In Denver and in Chicago. Both teams. You got that one time.
Yeah.
But I do pick the Lions on the road.
Yeah, I got the Lions.
Dolphins and Colts. Who you got?
I got the Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Yeah, they going to be on a little run.
Okay. I think it is worth mentioning Jacoby might not play.
Yeah, he's hurt.
I can see why you did choose that. I don't trust Brian Hoyer.
No, I don't either.
I don't trust Brian Hoyer with
no
anything. No.
I wouldn't trust Brian Hoyer with my toddler.
Hey, he, and you know what's crazy? Sometimes it feels like you need to trust veterans. it's so many veterans in the NFL I don't trust.
So many.
Like, and I always thought about it. I know people are tired of hearing it, but the Kaepernick thing, it's crazy that he's not playing. But you'll go out there and go get
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Trubinsky. Hoyer. Like, what? Like, I don't know,
hey,
man.
Bruh.
Maybe I'm crazy.
That bro. Is hilarious.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe.
Rams and Steelers. No, you know the Steelers did.
When... I don't care.
So you got the Rams.
I got the Rams, man.
I got the Rams, too. I did pick the Rams to win this game on the road. It's a late game, too.
Yeah.
So 1 or 4 o'clock game. So, Panthers and Packers.
This is going to be a good game.
I picked the Panthers.
The way McCaffrey playing, I want to say the Panthers. But I got the Packers.
Green Bay?
A-Rod.
He's been playing out his mind as well. So, this is definitely probably going to be one of the better games on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But Packers, Panthers, I just think McCaffrey going to go off again. Ain't nobody been able to stop him. He done been an international tear.
They're not going to be able to stop him.
He done cooked people in Carolina. He went overseas in London, cooked people over there.
they ain't got to be able to stop him. If A-Rod get the cooking, they got to have to throw the ball.
That's true. Allen can't go toe-to-toe with A-Rod.
He can't.
He's good, but it's A-Rod. And then Sunday night football game, Vikings and Cowboys. I got Minnesota.
Yeah, I got Minnesota.
Dallas, they got into a dogfight with the Giants last night. I ain't trusting it.
Mm-mm.
I'm going with Minnesota. Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs. And then the Monday night game. Probably the best game of the week. Not excluding Sunday. Seahawks and 49ers. I got the Niners.
I got the Seahawks.
Seahawks?
Yeah.
It is worth mentioning that the Niners are at home.
Hey, man, it is worth mentioning. I still got the Seahawks, man. I think Russ going to have a good game.
Okay, Seahawks.
Probably his best of the year.
Well, he is an MVP candidate, so I see why you say that. Well, that's it for the week, you guys. I hope you tune in next week. We're going to have more updates on the NBA season, NFL season. We're going to see how some of these stories break down as well. Some things about, free agency and stuff next year. Let's see how this appeal goes with John Collins. Oh, and last but not least, congratulations to the Washington Nationals for going out there and handling business just like I said. DMV, we up. We got us another one. We just waiting for the Redskins and the Wizards to get on the boat.
In 2020. 2,300 when the Redskins win the Super Bowl.
Larry Hayden, but we're going to find a way, y'all. We're going to find a way. But like I said, all love, man. I do thank y'all for tuning in to Disrupt It. I'm your man, Cam Lewis.
Yo. I'm Larry Gates.
My nigga, Larry Gates. See you guys.
Same time next week.
Same time next week. Bye.